Elk Point. The first annual Hats Off to Excellence Business Awards and First Responders Gala was definitely a night to be remembered for the recipients of 9 prestigious awards and the near-capacity crowd who enjoyed the evening of dining and entertainment by Olivia Rose in a lavishly decorated setting. Hosted by the Elk Point and District Chamber of Commerce and Elk Point Economic Development Committee, the gala brought together a total of 36 individual and business nominees and their families and friends to learn the results compiled by Chamber President Terry Hampson and her committee. Master of Ceremonies Don Schultz welcomed the audience and Jennifer Van Der Hoek led the singing of O Canada before Pastor Josh Bateman offered grace and the lineup got underway for a feast prepared by PS Catering. The first 3 awards saw Faith Hunter of RF Protection and K9 Services chosen as Manager of the Year from a field that also included Candace Bendixson of Naughty Boys, Chris Letofsky of Guardian Drugs and George L. Arani of Magic Pizza. The award presented by Caitlin Dunning of Givens LLP. Guardian employee Shani Jurek was the Employee of the Year winner of the Property Plus Award, over Andre Dwaran and Kyle Porcina. While Porcina's Run Wild Designs won the Home-Based Business of the Year award presented by Twyla Stafford of Naughty Boys, over BS Aesthetics. Then it was time to recognize the community's hard-working and dedicated first responders, with firefighters, RCMP, victim services, ambulance, healthcare and search and rescue workers each getting a round of applause before John Brooker came on stage to pay tribute to the Elk Point Fire Department, who saved the home he shares with Tamara Sherwin and their surrounding outbuildings from a fierce grass and brush fire this past spring. Shirley Harms and Vicky Brooker were next on stage, relating the long history of policing in this area and across Canada in a 150th anniversary tribute to RCMP Sergeant Stephen Nolan and CST. Michael Engel, who accepted a quilted wall hanging for the local detachment. 4 nominees were in the running for Junior Citizen of the Year, with Jennifer Dallaire of Service Credit Union presenting Luke Germain's award to his very proud grandfather, John Begay. Other nominees included Dariana Bors, Savannah Erickson and Shailen Klatt. Margaret Beduza, whose many forms of community involvement are too many to list, accepted the Citizen of the Year award from Brianne Greening of ATB, and declared that, "This is a room full of people who do many of the same things, to help the community." Christina Moores and Wanda Cochran were fellow nominees for the ATB Award, Division 2 Coun. Kevin Wursta presented the County of St. Paul's Spirit of Community Award to Shirley Harms of Lakeland Realty, who said, "I'm stunned. This is for others in this community on the list who are absolutely deserving." That list included the Canada Day Committee, Doris Pindrock, Elk Point Fire Department, Elk Point Lions Club, Golden Loaf Bakery, Guardian Drugs, Han Welding and Joanne Warawa. Congratulations from MLA Scott Sear went to the award recipients, are the kind of people who keep things going. The community's initiatives are something to admire, that's what I see in Elk Point. Sear commented on arena improvements, hospital access and the hold put on wind turbine installation, and said he wants to be there to hear each and every one of you, regarding concerns with government decisions. Sear then presented the Business of the Year under 10 Employees Award to Desiree Moss of Property Plus Realty, chosen from a list that included Co-op Liquor, Elk Point Insurance, Elk Point Realty, Golden Loaf Bakery, Guardian Drugs and JT Massage. The Business of the Year over 10 employees received 3 nominations and had no opposition, Jamie Porcina accepting the award for Rona from Jason Desolniers of Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance. The final award, for the Chamber Member Business of the Year, was presented by Hampson to Naughty Boys, Twyla Stafford, chosen from nominees that included Givens LLP and Play to Learn Daycare. Hampson wrapped up the presentations by thanking both the nominators and our amazing businesses. It takes a community to come together to make an event like this happen. I think our community needed something like this. Moments later, more applause welcomed up-and-coming country vocalist Olivia Rose, who came back to her hometown with her band to entertain a very appreciative crowd to wrap up the balance of the evening for this truly gala event.